Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So Dublin Airport says this morning that it is continuing to support airlines today as they manage ongoing disruption caused by the cyber attack at the weekend, which impacted several airports across Europe. In an unrelated incident, Terminal 2 was also evacuated on Saturday due to a suspicious package that was later found to be safe by the Army Bomb Disposal Unit. Let's get more on all of this now with Simon Calder, who's travel correspondent with the London Independent. Hello, Simon.
Yes, Claire, what a complete nightmare. Things not so bad at all today at Dublin Airport. There is still some disruption, of course, at Terminal 2, not Terminal 1, so that's causing problems. As you say, that evacuation Saturday afternoon, everyone could have done without that. But the extraordinary thing is we're here on day 4 of the cyber attack, and we still haven't got a fix for it. Collins Aerospace, which handles the software, which supplies it to the airlines, says, we're still working on it. We expect to have a software update soon. And that is that basically just means we will be able to get the airlines back to normal. But meanwhile, it's back to the 20th century, you know, actually sorting out everything manually. And of course, our aviation system in the 2020s is absolutely designed around automation. And if that's not happening, well, you get things unraveling quickly, particularly at Brussels, over 50 cancellations today. And I think I'm seeing a Dublin to Brussels round trip on Aer Lingus among the many cancellations that have affected the Belgian capital.
We have a statement in from Aer Lingus in the last little while saying that there may be some disruption to journeys. They're deploying additional staff at check-in to assist customers and help minimise delays. You're being asked to check in online or via the app. The problem is, though, when this moves to manual, and I have been going through the airport once when this happened, it is a nightmare, Simon. It makes things very, very slow. And there's a lot of confusion as well, because people will need to have their printed out documents, will they?
Well, at the moment, of course, they would like you to check in online because that will speed things up. Certainly, they don't want to be handwriting boarding passes. But exactly as you say, as soon as people need to start queuing up to get their luggage checked in, it immediately starts to cause problems. Actually, across at London Heathrow, the busiest airport in Europe, of course, we've had particular problems at Terminal 4, and that handles a whole range of airlines from Qatar Airways to Malaysia Airlines, and then lots of sort of odd little ones, with the greatest respect, like Air Algérie and Bulgaria Air. And the reason it's hit them is that this software is called multi-user system environment, and the key is, it has to be a multi, it is designed to allow lots of airlines to use the same kit. And basically, if they are able to get through with the same kit as everybody else, that's great, except when it stops and then suddenly lots and lots of airlines are affected. And that's why we've had things like very long problems at for flights leaving for Asia and the Middle East from London. And that's caused misconnections everywhere from Doha to Kuala Lumpur.
And are we any clearer as to what happened? I mean, I know it started on Friday night and the hackers seemed to target the check-in and boarding software. Is there any more information, Simon, on all of that?
No, and that's the extremely frustrating thing. I've been talking to the cybersecurity people here in the UK, and they are saying, yeah, we don't know. You know, obviously, they want every airline system to be as robust as possible, and we're not there yet. But the fact that we don't know the identity of the hackers, we don't know what they're after, we don't know why they chose Dublin, Heathrow, Berlin, and Brussels. That's a fairly random assortment of airports. And so it's just a matter of fixing the problem and then trying to work out who was responsible and what they were after. But the fact that you can have major systems across Europe not working for days on end does raise serious concerns about the viability of those systems and other IT concerns. The whole aviation system would appear to be potentially vulnerable. Very worrying.
And it takes, you know, a couple of days, doesn't it, to iron out all of the knock-on problems caused by something like this?
Oh, it certainly will do, yeah. I mean, we've got today, I'm estimating, about 10,000 passengers whose flights have been cancelled. Now, we're in late September, so there's a little bit of slack in the system. They will all get where they need to be. But the longer it drags on, the more cancellations we have and the more recovery is required.
Simon, thank you very much for joining us. Simon Calder there, travel correspondent with the London Independent. And coming up later in the programme, we're going to hear about a new book about the life of one of Ireland's best-known GPs and mental health experts. Dr. Harry Barry will be joining me here in the studio. Next, though, world leaders are arriving in New York this morning for the 80th session of the UN General Assembly.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.